State Senator Rich Dreheim on the opening day of the session. Senator, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I guess we'll start off by saying, how is your winter? Did you have a good holiday season in January so far? Are you refreshed and ready to represent the people of District 20?
I hope so. You know, I'm a hockey parent, so there really is we have hockey 6 days a week, so you're on the run all the time at night. But practices don't start till 9:30 at night, so that leaves the rest of the day to get your work done.
Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about getting the work done. The legislative session begins today in about a little over 3 hours from now at noon. I just want to start off by getting an idea of, from your perspective, from your district, what are your priorities this year? Do you have anything listed in particular?
Well, yeah, you have the bills you've been working on, which I carry, a large amount of bills or what I call solutions. So you want to work on your ideas and your concepts that you've worked with stakeholders on to try to, make Minnesota a better place. And then you have the bigger picture stuff. We have a surplus in the state overall, but there are a couple accounts that are negative. The biggest and the one getting the most attention is the unemployment account. We paid a lot of people $600 a week to stay home, and that account that paid for that had a surplus, and now it has a deficit. So we have to replenish that. So that is one of my priorities. There's Social Security tax. We've tried to cut that twice in the 5 years I've been up there. We'd love to just eliminate that and conform with most of the country, where we don't tax our seniors and penalize them. So we'll keep on working on those big picture things like that. And then it's an election year, so you're going to have a little political issues come up. All the leadership on both sides of the aisle will have their pet projects that will hopefully win them votes. But I'll just keep on doing what I do and try to work on, little solutions that don't normally get the big headlines, but it does help people.
You mentioned the budget surplus, and that's going to be on everybody's, the top of everyone's mind as we head into the legislative session. Everybody has different ideas on how to do that. Or you'd mentioned filling up a couple of gaps, shortfall gaps, a moment or so ago. What are some of the other things that the Republican Party, the GOP, has been working on, and the ideas that they'll have to disperse that money or do what with that money?
Well, I think probably the two biggest things are, tax reform. When we look at the inflation that has happened this last year, people that are on fixed income, or like most people, live paycheck to paycheck. When you have a 7% increase in the cost of things going on, and you're already living paycheck to paycheck, it's hard to squeeze that 7% out. You not only the big ticket stuff costs more, your cars and your homes, but go to the produce counter or go to the meat counter at your grocery store. Things are rather expensive compared to what they were a couple of years ago. But tax reform would be one, long-term tax reform, which I think the governor, once again, it's election year, so, he came out and said he's for some middle-class tax cuts, so that's good news, so hopefully we can get something done there. And then policing, law enforcement, if you know anybody up in the metro, which most of us have friends and family that live up there, you know that there's a lot going on up there as far as crime, the carjackings, the shootings, you know, just tons of violent acts. So we need to really look at how we can help those people out, you know, in the suburbs and in the Minneapolis and St. Paul, try to figure out a solution to make it safer. So you feel safe to go to a grocery store. I mean, there's people getting carjacked at Lunds and Byerly and Edina.
Yeah.
Edina. So that's just insane to me. But, you know, it's concerning. If I had a young family and I was up there, you know, I would be worried.
Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. We're talking about, we'll just kind of get an idea of the legislative session, which begins in just a few hours, of what his priorities are. Senator, this is going to be what is traditionally a bonding year. Have you thought about a bonding package, what it might look like, and how much you'd be willing to spend in that bonding package?
We've had, you know, normally it's a bonding year this year, which takes more than a majority to pass. So you need buy-in from both sides of the aisle to get that done. Now, of course, we have the only split government in the United States, with one house being controlled by the Democrats and the Senate being controlled by the Republicans by a slim margin on both. But I would rather see us spend cash. You know, if there are traditional bonding packages, let's spend some cash on them. If they are basic infrastructure, your water, your sewer, your roads, bridges, etc., I think we could spend cash on those type of projects. But I don't think the finance chair is on the same page that I'm on. As far as what projects will make the final cut, and what people need to understand is that there are so many good projects throughout the whole state, but we got to prioritize them. And, you know, you have to make a list and kind of draw a line somewhere and cut other projects off. But not all bonding is cheap. So being the chair of the housing committee, I know what the housing bonds cost, and the state charges us when we do a housing project for debt service 4% on the first year. They're 20-year bonds, and then 8% for the next 19 years. Now, Jeff, is 8% cheap? Would you go buy a house at 8% right now?
No, that is not cheap at this point.
No, so I think, you know, I think we need to look at that, you know, what type of bonds are what, and what is the debt service on that. We have bonded a ton in the last 5 years, more than any five-year period in the history of Minnesota. You know, we've done more in transportation bills in the last 5 years than any 10-year period. It was 9 years prior for me coming into the Senate that we had a transportation bill. So I think we've done a really good job of funding infrastructure. You know, the tried to split up fairly where the money gets spent, from small communities to large communities, tried to be fair on that. So we'll have to keep on going. But bonding, as far as specific projects, that won't get done till the last month of the session, to be honest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Senator Dreheim with us. We have, you know, it's the beginning of the session. Do you get your assignments and your committees and such in advance? Is it going to be the same as we've seen in the past? What committees are you on this year?
Well, I'm vice chair of Health and Human Service. I chair the Housing Committee. And then I'm on the Jobs Economic Development Committee, which I think all three of those are great fits. And then we have a new committee called Technology and Reform that we came out with last year, just looking at all the software and what technologies out there that, you know, all of our government agencies use software, and they don't talk to one another. Sometimes they don't even talk to other software programs within their own department. you know, if anybody has had to deal with any of the government software, they know how cumbersome it is. And you know, MinLars is a prime example. So we really got to look at what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what can we do moving forward to make better decisions when it comes to technology in the state.
And what is your role on that technology and reform? Are you the chair of that, or are you just a committee member? Or?
No, I'm just the committee member.
Okay.
So it's quite interesting. Normally, they only give a chair to, you only have one committee that you're chair of. Especially if someone is inexperienced as I am, you know, when you look at other senators that have been there 30 plus years, and I've been there 5. So I'm fortunate to have a chair and a vice chair. So it's plenty of work. You know, it's hard to do more than one committee and do it right.
Yeah. And you're still a hockey parent too, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you'll have a busy spring, and I'm sure the next month or two are going to be very busy with hockey still going on. So, Senator, thank you so much for being with us today. Certainly appreciate it. We look forward to checking in with you Monday mornings throughout the legislative session. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20B, District 20. There you have it. We got Rich standing by. We'll have a one last look at news headlines in just a moment or so. Latest from around the state with MNN is next.